Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And an absolutely glorious day, Southern Arizona. Hello to all my foodies here in Tucson who are listening to us live here in the intergalactic headquarters of AM 1330, The Jolt. Welcome once again to another action-packed, delicious hour, the most delicious hour on radio. And a huge hello to all of my foodies worldwide that are listening live right now at www.tucsonsjolt.com. You ever have one of those days where the planets seem to be in alignment and the meat's coming out of the smoker at just the right time and the head on the beer is just absolutely perfect? That's the way I feel about this show, because we have got one of my favorite shows coming up. I can just tell, because we're going to be talking about barbecue. We're going to be talking about fine wines. We're going to be talking about some great handcrafted beers right here in Tucson, Arizona. And if you were a fan of this show on Facebook, you would know all of this. You would know that Bob Castle himself from Jack's Original Barbecue on 22nd is going to be giving you the chance to win a gift certificate for you to try Jack's Barbecue yourself. If you win the trivia question at the end of the show, you would know all of this. So if you are not a fan of my show on Facebook, you need to be. And the easy way to do it is to give us a visit at www.facebook.com/onthemenulive. This is where all of the information is about each and every show, where we're going to be doing our remote broadcasts, what restaurants are giving away, all kinds of free stuff. So again, visit us at facebook.com/onthemenulive. Well, another reason why this show, I can tell, I can just feel it on my blood. I can feel it like on the tip of my tongue, that one of the reasons why I'm really happy to be here is because I'm looking at one of my mentors in the business. He had this show for my goodness, well over 10 years. He's a media icon in Tucson, nay, in the hemisphere. His name is Chef Alan Zeman, the Fuego Daddy. Welcome back.
Yeah, baby. I tell you what, can you calm down a little bit?
Can
you get a little more excited?
I can't. I mean, it's about food. It's about drink. It's about wine.
I'm getting aroused just watching you.
You know,
man.
I have that effect on most people. But anyway,
you wish.
I can't tell you what a pleasure and honor it is to have you back in that seat once again. You look good, Alan.
Hey, it's great to be back in the studio. This is going to be fun. We got Jack's Barbecue.
Yeah, man.
And then this is my favorite time of year because I'm getting primed and ready to go up to the Nugget Rib Cook-Off up there in Sparks,
right,
Nevada.
Right.
And it's the ultimate, man.
Annual
event. Got Joey Chestnut there. You got the food eating contest. You got bands. You got it all going on.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut is actually be making an appearance?
Yeah,
no,
he holds
kidding.
The record. Do you want me to tell how much rib meat, or do you want to keep it? Maybe
we
quiz the group.
With it could be a nice opportunity to quiz the group. But
that
this is one of the finest barbecue events in all of North America. It's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening just here in a couple of weeks. We're going to be talking to the man who sort of put it all together. And rumor on the street is Chef Alan Zeman, you're going to be the head judge this year.
I'm the lead judge
second
consecutive year. And you know what I found out? It's the 22nd annual rib cook-off.
Man.
And I've been there for, I think, 12 or 13 years. It's kind of a blur, you know, with the beverage and the barbecue and everything that takes place. But I've been the lead judge now. This will be the second year. And I learned there's a great disadvantage to being the lead judge because you don't get to taste any ribs until the judging is complete, because you would understand this, as all the wine lovers would. You must save the palate.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so in case I only taste the ribs in case of a tie. Until the judging is complete.
And then it's hog heaven. So you don't want to disrupt the palate. This is a very significant issue.
My goodness. Yeah, a lot of pressure.
So it was, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people have just continued to attend this event.
You know, and Labor Day weekend. Folks, what do you think of, Matt, when you think of Labor Day weekend? When does Labor Day weekend start?
Labor Day weekend starts, early September. Early September starts.
Labor Day weekend. But I mean, Labor Day weekend, it's usually the first Monday of the month.
Yeah, right.
Which is the 7th.
Right.
So when does the Nugget Rib Cook-Off start?
No, I don't know. You got me on that one.
Starts the 1st.
Of course, because
it starts on Wednesday. So you got Labor Day weekend, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Serious,
man. And then they give the award away. And that's the big deal. They compete for, like, I think the purse is 14 grand. The winner gets 8 grand or 10 grand or something like that. But, I mean, they're really serious about it. And the rib cookers elect a representative, and they're in the room while we're judging.
Oh my gosh.
So they're watching us, and you know, always coming up to me. Hey, what about this? What about that?
So
you
know, what's the as you're tasting? Well, of course, as your sort of mentorees are tasting and judging the ribs. What do you think they're thinking about? What are they looking for? I mean, it's kind of a subjective experience when you're talking about tasting ribs, and we're going to get into that with Bob Castle of Jack's Original Barbecue. But what comes to mind when you're tasting ribs? What are you tasting for?
Well, you have a whole criteria. You want them to be flavorful and a little salt, but not too much. You want them to have the smoky flavor, but not to be acrid and over-smoked. You want them to be cooked enough so they're very tender, but so they're still moist and juicy. You don't want them to pick up the bone and the bone to just pull right out.
Exactly.
You know? But you want them to be tender as a mother's love.
Oh, see, this is poetry
and
right
here on the
menu
live. And you don't
want
them to be a little char is good, but you don't want it to be so much that it has kind of that acrid type flavor. Or if they get overcooked, they'll get almost kind of chalky.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really, you know, it's a delicate balance to get them pulled out perfect. And I thought the way you described it, when the planets align intergalactically and everything comes out of the smoker just perfect.
It's just perfect.
Those are the days you dream about, right?
I'm telling you.
But after owning a restaurant, there are days like that, and then there are days where nothing aligns.
So what are you doing in the off season when you're not judging rib cook-offs? Tell me what's going on at Rationale these days.
Well, I got to cook all the meals at home, but I travel really my territory, Arizona, New Mexico, and El Paso, and I trying to change the way America cooks one kitchen at a time. And we're doing it slowly. But I got to tell you, you know, if any of the chefs, a lot of the chefs out there that are doing these new projects, they're not listening, Matt. Mm. I try to give them the opportunity to benefit from this great technology.
Right.
That, and, you know, and we won't mention any names,
Of course not.
See, but, you know, there's like a couple, three guys that are doing projects. They're going to be opening every time and have their own blogs and everything else. But they won't listen. They won't take a look. You got to get with the program, man. You know, like that. You know what I say to somebody about this technology? And I was just at the Art Institute on Monday and did a presentation for the students and the faculty there.
Nice.
That this is a piece of equipment that it bakes, it broils, it overnight roasts. It does everything but smoke, man. Okay, so you still need a smoker.
That's right.
If you're going to do barbecue.
Well, yeah, this is great. Well, you know, all the guys that you're talking about are listening to this show.
I know, they probably are.
So they know that there's a place that they can come to learn a little bit more about. Now, you're doing some live demos then?
Oh, yeah, I do them all the time.
Okay.
It's geared toward people that are in the industry. And, my next one, I do them up at Lowe's Ventana Canyon, September 15th at 10 a.m. It's usually a two-hour presentation. I had a standing room only crowd on hand yesterday, man.
Beautiful.
I had about 15 people there.
That's the
high humidity. I had to go take a nap when I got done, man. It's intense. I get as worked up as you do on your radio
the
show.
Fuego Daddy has a brand. I'm telling you what. Well, that's
it's
exciting
cool.
stuff.
It's
you
cool.
get a chance to represent some innovators.
It's the best.
In the culinary world.
Yep.
And I've always considered you to be an innovator in your own right, Alan Zeman.
Well, maybe back in my younger days.
Well,
you know.
It's really good to have
but
you
I
back
don't know. I was inspired. I came in here and I saw John C. Scott's new hairstyle. And I don't know, man. I got to go get coiffed, I think.
That's right. Amy's got to beat the other ladies away with a stick as they're making their way. Anyway, I want to remind our listeners, coming up on Friday, August the 27th, out at High Corbett Field, the Toro's Taste for a Cure. I think one of the most interesting wine tasting events there is in this community. Wine, food, and baseball fundraising event. All the proceeds go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which fights blood cancers. Again, Friday, August 27th at High Corbett, 6 p.m., a wine and food tasting. So our good friend John Rogers from Wines Without the Mystery is partnering up with our good friend Jeff Fold over at L Wine Country Restaurant for a fun evening of all three, wine, food, and baseball. It's going to feature this great wine food pairing, a wine education by John Rogers, amazing raffle prizes along with the Toro's baseball game itself. All of this, Alan Zeman, for only $30. Everything included.
What a deal!
$30!
That says we used to say cheaper than staying home, man.
Exactly right. So get all the more details that you need and make arrangements to show up at this one-of-a-kind event. Give John a call, 325-0566. Again, 325-0566. Well, Alan Zeman and all of our listeners, the time has come. Once again, it's 5:15. For my favorite segment of the show, each and every week, we get to check in with the lovely, with the talented, the vivacious. In all of her wisdom and all of her mystere, she runs a great place called Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Her name is Yvonne Fouché. Welcome back.
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I'm sitting here with the master himself, Chef Alan Zeman, who remembers having a conversation or two with you in his past.
Yes.
Do you remember that? I was going to say to Matt, is this when the hot babes call into the show?
She's got the hot babe sort of territory covered. So
I was telling Matt how they when I came to your place for the wine tasting, how the Desert Diva threw me out, Ben.
Yeah, you got to watch out for her. She's a pretty tough crowd.
That's great. Well, we check in. Yvonne has got this great program at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room where she comes up with this great themed wine tasting every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You get a chance to taste a flight of 6 premium wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses for only $10. And if you buy at least a bottle of one bottle of wine, heck, you might even want to buy a case like Alan Zeman does, you're going to drop that price down to $8. But the whole thing starts, Yvonne, today when you unveil the wine of the week. And what do you have up your sleeve this week?
Well, this week we're doing all Spanish wines. So that's our first clue. And I decided to throw in as the wine of the week a Rioja called Sierra Cantabria. And it's 100% Tempranillo. Now, many times a Rioja is a blend of different grapes, but this one is 100% Tempranillo. And it's absolutely wonderful. I've had this one in the shop for quite some time now. It's at the higher end of my scale. This is a $14.99 wine, but it's worth every penny of it.
Of course, we have to remind our listeners, in case there's someone that's listening for the first time, the higher end of the scale at $14.99, you sort of shake your head. Yes, indeed, Yvonne stocks more than 350 premium bottles of wine from all over the world, and there's not one wine in her store that's over $15 a bottle.
That's right. So, yeah, this is one of the higher dollar wines in the shop here. But like I said, it's really worth it. It's such a beautiful Rioja. It's got some floral notes to it, so it's kind of got some roses and violets. But then it starts turning into having raspberries, and they warm up a little bit on you. So it's almost like eating a raspberry pie at a certain point.
Oh, my goodness.
It's got some big fruit in it as the palate starts moving along. And you start moving to some cherries and plums, and then it finishes with just a teeny, teeny bit of vanilla on the end.
And it's just funny because Alan Zeman was just sharing with me he hasn't had a good palate movement in a long time. So, I mean, this just might be the wine that's going to do the trick.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah,
I thought this was a family show.
So this sounds like a wonderfully complex a wine, this Rioja Sierra Cantabria, for only $14.99. Now, when you're thinking about this beauty that you've chosen just for our listeners here for this wine of the week, what kinds of food pairings are you thinking are going to go well with this one?
Well, as always, Matt, you know, I'm convinced that they invented wine, and every country invented wine, and then they started thinking what kind of food would go with it, and they invented food to go with their wine.
Yep.
So, you know, you're talking anything that's got a little bit of spice it would go well with. It even goes well with, like, beefs and barbecue. Mm. It's got enough to stand up to those types of meals. But for the most part, you know, paella, it'd go great with paella. Anything Spanish it goes with, and then all of your typical American barbecue fare goes really well with it.
Wonderful.
I wouldn't pair it so much with a lighter dish like fish or chicken. It's got a little too much going on for that.
Well, I love when you say Spanish food, because there's almost been this renaissance here in Southern Arizona, you know, with some of the restaurants and then people, you know, putting together these kinds of great entrees at their homes and their home kitchens. Spanish food is really coming into its own. So this is the perfect wine to feature alongside some of these great full-flavored Spanish dishes.
Oh, exactly. And it's just so pretty. It's such a nice Rioja. I love this wine.
So give us an idea quickly of some of the other wines that are going to be showcased at the tasting this weekend.
Well, now you know that tomorrow is Tucson's 235th birthday.
That's right.
So that's why we're doing Spanish tasting this week. And what I'm doing is a horizontal tasting between garnachas and tempranillos. So I've got three garnachas or granache, however each producer puts something different
right,
on his bottle,
right.
But it's the same thing. And three different Tempranillos. And the Tempranillos range from the Rioja, which is specifically from the Rioja district, and that's the only reason way they can call it Rioja, to Riojas that are from different areas like Castilla and La Mancha. So we've got three different regions that the Tempranillos are from, and you can taste the difference between each of the regions.
Wonderful. Well, this is a must-not-miss event. Who in the world is going to let you taste six premium Spanish wines for only $10 and really have a chance to come meet some old friends and make some new ones right there in this wonderful community living room that you've created there on Alvernon and Fort Lowell? Yvonne, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Hey, Alan, Matt, you forgot one thing. And you can get horizontal all three nights.
Yeah.
That's what she said. It was a horizontal tasting.
And with that, Yvonne Fouché.
And Chuck will be here tomorrow.
And Chuck will be there tomorrow. Chuck Aubrey, absolutely, with his one-man show, keeping everybody entertained.
I got to go. I feel a palate movement coming on.
This is going to be great. Yvonne, we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you later.
We're going to take a quick 60-second break to learn a little bit more about Catavinas. And when we return, we're talking ribs. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside my celebrity co-host, the Z-Man Fuego Daddy, Alan Zeman.
The Fuego Daddy. And, you know, now I'm a barbecue expert, too.
Yeah, you are. I mean,
so
that's
I'm
what
going,
happens.
I'm heading up. I got one of the big shots up there. I talk to him every year on the show. You know, he did get a sabbatical, I think, last year. I don't think we had him on last year,
I think. I don't
know
how
we
missed
what happened.
I don't know how. It must have been an oversight.
But I think he's there. I think he's ready and waiting in the wings. The one and only, the master, the vice president of marketing from John Esquaga's Nugget, way up there where it's nice and cool in Sparks, Nevada. Stephen Esquaga, are you with us, brother?
Hey, Matt and Alan, I have to be with that kind of build-up.
You better be, man.
No,
every time
waiting.
I call you in a meeting, I figured you're probably tasting ribs or something.
Hey, we're tasting ribs. We had our actual kickoff yesterday, our press party and sponsorship part, you know, kind of a thank you, and that was our two-week countdown, so.
Awesome. Well, hey, before we start the interview, Stephen, I got a little primer. I want, because I've been doing my research and my homework,
yep,
and I got something I want you to listen to. Here we go.
Brothers of the Broiler, the annual barbecue competition is on again in Sparks, Nevada. Alan Zeman, one of the veteran judges, says this is the rule. He says the ideal barbecued rib allows the meat to fall off the bone as you eat it, but not when you pick it up.
Wow. Now, that's when they ask me about barbecue, that's what it's all about, right, Stephen?
Hey, that is exactly it.
And I don't know if you were on the horn or not. We were talking in the earlier segment, and Matt came up with a new phrase, or one that I'd never heard before. And really, in that Paul Harvey little excerpt there was almost enough time in the pause for a palate movement.
Right. I mean, Stephen, when was your last good palate movement? I mean, you know, at our age, Stephen,
actually last rib cook-off.
So you've got, I mean, this event is coming up, more than 500,000 visitors and more than 100 tons of ribs were served last year alone. How in the world are you putting this thing together?
It's, you know, we're in year 22, and I know we're getting close to rib cook-off because I go through those cold sweats about 2 in the morning realizing what I forgot, and I put the light on and have to go to the tab and write down, you know, the things that are popping up in your head that need to be done. But we've got a great crew up here. We have about 2,000 employees at the Nugget, and everyone's got a role for the rib cook-off. So it's a great event if you haven't made it. I know Alan and part of the Tucson contingent come up, but we love to see more. It goes over about 5 city blocks, and as you mentioned, we have about 500,000 people come through for this barbecue event, and it's a great time.
And in addition to the barbecue event, it's like here in Tucson we have what we call the 4th Avenue Street Fair, Stephen.
Right.
And they do it twice a year, which takes up, I think, about the same, maybe about 5 blocks, 5 or 6 blocks. Yeah. And that's what it's like every day from Wednesday through Monday. I mean, that's one of the longest weekends. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I could make it. If I got there before Friday, I wouldn't make it till the judging on Sunday.
We have a handful that are here for the full 6 days, you know, of having fun, and it's not pretty when they leave.
Yeah, now I was on probation as a judge, Matt, I got to tell you, because one time they called me up and I didn't do as well in the interview as I did with the one we played on the air. Do you remember that one, Stephen?
I do.
What? Oh, you. Uh-oh. Am I still on probation?
You're on double secret.
And what was it? Was it the Reno Gazette or the Reno Telegraph?
Yeah, the RGJ,
right,
the Reno Gazette Journal.
And what did they say?
You party like a rock star.
Hey,
I enjoy my visit every year to Sparks, Nevada for the Nugget Rib Cook-Off. I party like a rock star.
That's right.
Reputation precedes you. So with all this going on, you get all these great ribs, all these great things for the family, the music, the crafts. I mean, this is the perfect end of summer affair. You're thinking, all right, this is going to be heavy on my wallet. I mean, what is the grand price to attend this great event, Stephen?
Well, you actually come out into the Rib Cook-Off for free.
For free.
Yeah, what a deal.
For free, he says.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the ribs and whatever samplings you want, you actually pay the different rib professionals are out there, and that's the only vending. But the free, we have over 40 bands. We spend about $100,000 on free, and we have a nightly concert every night.
Man.
And we have rotating stages throughout the day, everything from reggae to bluegrass, the country, classic rock and roll, and that's all free. But you come out, there's no parking fee, nothing like that. There's no gate. It's just really whatever you want to spend on ribs or any of the side fixings and dishes. And even though it's a rib cook-off, it's really a whole barbecue. I mean, starting that week out, we're having smoke fill in the air. It's on a plaza called Victorian Square up here in Sparks, Nevada. And it's just a great setting.
So what's the website, Stephen? Where can they go? And you still got rooms at the Nugget?
We do.
Don't book mine, man.
That Saturday it's just about done. We're releasing some rooms back in, but it's Nugget Rib Cookoff, Nugget, ribcookoff.com. And it really walks you through and everything from hotel rooms to just about the event, the entertainment lineup. And, you know, we're about 40 minutes from Lake Tahoe. Right now we're in the mid-80s, and by that Labor Day weekend, It'll be about low 80s to mid 80s. It'll be perfect.
And to get a sense of last year and previous year's events, you can look at some of the photographs, and you're going to get a sense right away of the draw and of how much excitement and dynamic work is going on out there. Now, you know, I'm sitting here with the lead judge of this year's event. My guess is, Stephen, that he's going to need an advance team, you know, because he's a VIP. So I might need to come up there just to sort of sweep the area to make sure that everything is ready for Alan Zeman to come into the property.
You know, we love to have you, Matt. Come on up. We got to go through all the details of, you know, when you do have a rock star like the Z-Man, we have to be prepped.
Right on, baby. Right on.
No, I tell you, we love to have you, though, and all of Tucson. We'd love to really get some good representation. We do have, I think we have a cooker out of Phoenix.
Phoenix, right.
Arizona Barbecue.
Right on.
And they've won it all years back. They do a great job, but just some great, a lot of fun. If you're into anything related to barbecue, it definitely is the place you want to be.
Right on, Steve. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, guys.
Nugget Rib Cook-Off.
Yeah, I can't wait. We're going to take a quick commercial and news break, and when we come back, we're talking barbecue Tucson style. Stick around.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Authorities in San Francisco say a security threat to an American Airlines plane has been deemed non-credible. The incident prompted officials to move the aircraft away from the terminal before removing the passengers. A law enforcement source told CNN earlier two passengers were being questioned. Former baseball star Roger Clemens denies he used performance-enhancing drugs or lied about it. Clemens has been indicted by a grand jury in Washington on six counts, including obstruction of Congress.
Clemens attorney Rusty Hardin says they expected this day would come.
You know, in some ways, an indictment might be a good thing because finally these accusations could be publicly tested.
Clemens' former trainer testified the Yankee star used banned substances. Tainted eggs may have made hundreds of Americans sick. Iowa's Wright County Egg Company's recalling 380 million eggs due to concerns over salmonella. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging Americans to come to the aid of flood victims in Pakistan. This is CNN Radio.
Wall Street tanked in the wake of reports that sparked new fears about the pace of the economic recovery. The Dow Industrials dropped 144 points. The Nasdaq lost 37. The S&P 500 slid 19 points. Now, those reports that made investors nervous. Weekly jobless claims rose by an unexpected 12,000. Claims also have now hit a 500,000, their highest level since November. Philadelphia area manufacturing activity dropped for the first time in a year, and a gauge of future economic activity missed expectations. Also hurting, Sears Holdings posted weak revenue. Its stock tumbled 9%. All that news helped overshadow Intel's nearly $8 billion deal to buy McAfee, an internet security software maker. Intel's stock slipped about 4%, but McAfee surged 57%. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
We need to make smarter decisions.
Together.
Faster.
Basically, we need to collaborate better.
With email.
Web conferencing.
Social networking.
You name it.
Because we're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We need IBM Lotus Live.
A single security-rich cloud-based service.
No new hardware.
No new software.
Just a browser.
Smarter decisions.
Starting with this one.
IBM Lotus Live. Email starts at $3 per user per month. Get set up now at ibm.com/engine/lotus. Prices.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, alongside one of my favorite people in the world, celebrity co-host Alan Zeman, the Fuego Daddy.
Yeah, baby. And all I can say is,
is right, because the aroma that is making its way through the Jolt Studios right here on East Broadway is just something that I cannot put into words. So we are going to let our special guest put those words to use for everybody, because I'm sitting right here, right next to the man of the hour. His name is Bob Castle, the manager of Jack's Original Barbecue. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Not much. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. You brought a veritable feast for us to try and to taste and to give our audience the chance to get reintroduced to what the great things that Jack's Barbecue is doing. We actually have a caller that I wanted me to say Bob Castle's going to be on the show, and the phones start lighting up. I have no idea what's going on, but we're going to take a risk and say I have no idea what's happening here. But Bob is on line one. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys.
Well, thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. What's on your mind?
Damn straight. Okay, dudes. Now, listen. I was on Catalina Island, okay? Just minding my own business, barbecuing my own ribs, okay?
Yep.
And a whole bunch of scuba divers came up. And, you know, they do that abalone thing where, you know, like great whites are swimming around, chewing them up. And occasionally they come up with an abalone steak. And how much is an abalone steak? Like $50?
That's a lot, man. It's a lot more than barbecue, I'll tell you that.
Okay, now hear me out, guys.
All right, it's only 1 hour show, though, baby, okay?
You got 10 seconds.
I swear this is the truth. I got witnesses, okay? And we're just minding our own business, just having our own, you know, little rib stuff, you know. And they come up, and I, you know, like, hey, try this. And I swear to God, there were like four of them, and they were willing to give us abalone steaks, even trade, pound for pound, for our ribs. And we said, no way, okay? So the bottom line is ribs rule, okay, dudes? Okay, now, and the bottom line is this. There's a misconception, and I definitely do not want to intrude on your guest's experience, but the deal is everybody cooks a rib as a rack, and I cook them as individuals because you got four sides to get that beautiful golden char. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sort of seeing it.
Okay.
What if I order 2,000 of them?
Yeah, look.
You'd be in the weeds, baby.
Look, can I tell you this? When was the last time you had a dude willing to trade you abalone steak for your rack of ribs?
That's a good point.
Okay, so the bottom line is this. I think the barbecue is way underrated, and I think the skill level is way underrated, and I think the amount of effort you have to put in to char a decent set of ribs is way underrated. But I will tell you this, with Jim Beam and a little lime sauce, you can definitely make out like a crook. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys, and thanks, Bob, for calling in. You know, Bob Castle, you know, you're going to cook one rib at a time or you're going to cook racks at a time over there at Jack?
You can never cook one rib at a time.
That's a tough call. That's tough duty.
You got to get it squared away, though, now. This is Barbecue Bob Castle we're talking to, and that was Abalone Bob.
Abalone Bob from Catalina Island. Anyway, welcome back. Sorry for the little detour there.
Fine.
Welcome back to the show. Jack's Original Barbecue on 22nd Street. Someone told me the other day you guys have been around since 1950?
1950.
Tell us a little bit about your history.
60th year. It was originally started by Jack Banks. Him and his father moved to Phoenix from Kansas City. I guess they had a barbecue cart up there for a while. And the two sons, Jack and then Bill, came down to Tucson, started the original Jack's Barbecue in 1950. It was on Main Street. It's been through several incarnations. The current location has been there for 43 years, so since 1967.
Right. I mean, it's an icon in this community.
Oh, yeah.
And you are with the team that's had the restaurant now for 13 years.
Yeah, the Picardos have owned it for 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, local heroes of mine, you know, to come in and keep Jack's very much alive for Southern Arizona, because, you know, there's a number of barbecue joints around, and, you know, there's the high end, the low end, the middle end. But everybody, as I said at the beginning of the show, barbecue is so subjective. Everybody has their own sort of interpretation, their own read. I mean, like our caller just said, you know, cook one rib at a time.
Yeah. But he was on Catalina Island,
right.
And ribs weren't the only thing he was smoking, man.
That's right. So we're interested in knowing what's sort of the philosophy of barbecue over at Jack's do you guys embrace? I mean, is this low and slow? Is this wood only? I mean, talk about the what you embrace out there.
You've got to definitely be low and slow.
Yeah, right. I mean, on.
The longer, the slower, the lower the temperature. You don't want to dry your meats out with the higher temperatures. We use mesquite only. You know, that's kind of the Arizona twist. It's basically it's a Kansas City style with an Arizona flair. Spilling beer everywhere.
I'm spilling beer.
We've got,
yeah, baby. You know, I used to bartend. You wouldn't know it by watching that. So mesquite only.
Mesquite only.
It's the first I've heard any place using mesquite only. So you'd think, okay, you know, the mesquite as among the stronger of the woods is really going to overpower. But I'm telling you, after tasting a little bit of what you brought, you know, the myth is debunked right here on the menu live.
No, you just you can't overpower. You can't load the whole smoker up with and have it smoking for the entire time it's cooking. Right. then you will get the overpowering. It's kind of a bitter taste if you do it too long.
Take us through a couple of preparations. Like you do the brisket and the ribs. Do you use a rub? Do you use a brine? Like what? From the time you receive a brisket, how long will it take before it's ready to serve?
When we get our meats in, we go ahead and we dry rub them, and we put them in our mop immediately. We don't let them sit maybe for a day. Marinate.
You better tell everybody what your mop is.
Our mop is just, it's basically a marinade.
But if he tells you what's in it, he's going to have to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's
going to
give me a recipe.
It's all secrets, but it's a vinegar base, mm-hmm. you know, with apple juice and lemon. It's got cayenne and oregano and all that good stuff in there as well.
And in the world of ribs, there's this ongoing battle. You know, you've got your Memphis style, you've got your St. Louis style, you got your Kansas City style, and it always ends up being almost like West Side Story. You know, you got your dry and you got your wet. When you walk into Jack's Original Barbecue on 22nd Street, what kind of rib are you throwing out there? Are you doing dry rub or are you doing wet?
You're getting a dry rub. We don't give you the sauce till the end. If you don't want the sauce, you know, we serve it on the side. Definitely your meat has to taste good naked, you know, without the sauce.
That's Rossi Allen. You know? You're showing remarkable restraint on an
I love naked meat.
I say ribs are like women, you know.
That's exactly right.
I'll stop right
there. So you've got this great sort of house-made secret recipe for your rub. You throw them in there. How long are these ribs in the smoker?
Generally between, you know, it varies a lot, four to six hours,
Excellent.
4 to 7 hours.
Good.
If you start going more than that, you start drying them out, and that's when they start falling off the bone when you pick them up. You want to have some bite to it.
And that's another myth that we've debunked on this show. You know, everybody says, you know, fall off the bone tender. You know, that's a big misconception. Mm-hmm. When you pick up a rib and you pull it and you're just coming out with the bone and all the meat's on your plate, some people think that's ideal.
Yeah.
That's going to rule you ineligible if you're competing.
Yeah.
It's overcooked.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's dried out at that point.
Right.
You know, it's not a good beef jerky.
Absolutely. Now, this is the part of the show where Joel walks in because he smells food. You know, this is how he eats. He eats every Thursday from 5 to 6, and he starves for the rest of the week.
The smoky fragrance fills the air.
So this is really good barbecue, and in a couple of minutes, you know, I want you to sort of walk our listeners through the kinds of things that we're going to be tasting here. But talk a little bit about the setting at Jack's. I mean, is this sort of your typical barbecue joint? I mean, is it, you know, you have a bar there? Tell us about the setting.
It's definitely a joint. It's, you know, it's counter service. You know, we don't have the waiters and waitresses. We'll definitely bring your food out to you, you know, if it's slow and when we're busy and the line's backed up at the door, you know, it's a counter service, home friendly environment to come eat some ribs. You know, it's not fancy. We're just trying to offer a good product at a good price.
Good.
Without all the foo-foo.
I mean, a good barbecue place should not have any foo-foo.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it shouldn't be a high-end. I mean, when you're going to go, you know, you watch Barbecue Pitmasters, and I have to say, if you're a fan of TLC and you're watching this season on Barbecue Pitmasters, everyone hates the show now.
One of my favorite bands.
that's right. I mean, they've turned it into too much of a reality show, but when you walk into a barbecue place, it really is about the authentic food, and there's no frills, there's no dressing, anything like that. But there's a couple of things that you do there at the restaurant that I don't think I've seen anyone do. You're smoking your chicken wings there as well, are you not?
Oh, yeah, we definitely smoke all our meats from our hot links, ribs, beef, pork, hot wings. You know, they're not hot wings. They're smoked barbecue wings that we serve with our barbecue sauce.
Yeah, delicious. And so, are you guys still doing sort of custom barbecuing so people can bring in their own?
Yeah, the holidays are huge for us.
Now listen to this,
Thanksgiving,
folks.
And Christmas. Call us up, reserve a spot, bring in your turkeys. We'll smoke them for you. You can pick them up the day before. It's an excellent product. We do tons. And also, we can do hams for you. We do briskets. People bring in their briskets all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, the turkeys, do you brine them?
No.
Just kind of season, roast, and smoke them.
It's dry rubbed with our special chicken seasoning.
Yummy.
It's different than our, you know, regular rub we use on our.
Now, you said that rather emphatically. I mean, I would imagine there's the brine and the no brine people, like there is the dry and the wet people. I mean, you said, you know, no, as if to say, absolutely not, bite your tongue, Alan Zeman. We're not brining.
Well, I mean, brine is good. I do it at home.
Oh, you do?
Okay. And you wind up with a definite moist product.
Yeah.
The way we smoke our turkeys, you come out with just as good quality.
That's wonderful. And as we're tasting, I just want to give a quick props out to our good friends over at Thunder Canyon Brewery over there at 7401 North La Jolla in the Foothills Mall, because they set us up with some great Honey Brown, their brand new Countdown Honey Brown Ale, which is this wonderful rich roasted malt flavor beer with this local mesquite. They use Arizona mesquite honey. This beer that we're actually sampling now, they heard that we were going to have Jack's Barbecue on, and they said, you got to try this Honey Brown because it's going to complement the spice, the smoke of that barbecue oh so well. It's working for me, Matt, I gotta tell you. This beer that we're having now, again, the Countdown Honey Brown at Thunder Canyon, was the gold medal winner at last year's Great American Beer Festival in the honey beer category. So this is really, really good. Again, thanks to Steve and all his great team out at Thunder Canyon Brewery. This is great.
Yeah,
so
it's good stuff.
We're actually going to start doing a little bit of tasting.
Okay.
And this is the part of the show, Bob Castle, where you get to take over. Because sort of walk us through clockwise, perhaps, is the best way to do it, what we're going to be tasting and what kinds of flavors and experiences we're going to get when we get in.
I was going to say start tasting. You guys are almost finished.
That's right. Where do we start?
Nothing left on the plate.
Nothing left on the plate. All right. So let's start with the chicken, because this is a good place to be.
Again, our chicken is cooked. It's with our own special chicken seasoning, and it's smoked with the mesquite as well.
Do you cook them whole, or are they in halves?
They're half chickens when we cook them. Yeah. Again, it's served with a barbecue sauce on the side. When you order our dinners, it's served with it on there, but you know, any way you like it, that's the way we serve it. So
yeah, and the smoke really, really comes out nice, but as you said, it's not overpowering. I mean, yeah. it's just a beautiful compliment to that chicken. I really enjoy that. That's good. And now, tell us a little bit about the rib. We've been talking a lot about ribs this hour. Talk to me.
We do the St. Louis style pork rib. Again, it's marinated. It's rubbed with our dry rub, and then we marinate it in our mop, which is just another fancy term for marinate, I guess. And slow cooked with mesquite as well. Definitely try to keep it around 180, 200 degrees.
Now, you do the rub and the mop. How long does it have to sit before you smoke it? Like, you don't just get it in, throw it out on there, and throw it in the smoker, right?
We'll prep them the day before and then let them sit overnight, you know.
So when you say St. Louis cut, you're referring to the cut of the rib.
Correct.
St. Louis has nothing to do with sauce or anything.
No, it has
else.
Nothing. It's just the cut of the rib. It's a little bit bigger than a baby back.
Square cut, a little meatier, a little fattier.
Definitely.
That's good. That's good
stuff. You have to have fat in it for it to taste good.
Amen, brother. No. You got it.
Because that's where the flavor is,
that's
man.
That's exactly right.
Although there is a little in this honey brown.
Thank you.
Do you
very
ever
much.
Do any kind of marinades like that? Do you ever do anything with wine or beer with the barbecue?
No, we stick with the traditional recipes that were developed by Jack.
What do you think is kind of Jack's signature, or the thing that you sell the most of or get the most requests for?
You know, definitely our ribs, our pork. Beef is a little bit further down. We're probably about 65-70% pork.
Right on.
Texas is more of the beef capital.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, barbecue is pork. And that's
right on,
just the way I like it.
Yeah. Now, do you do pulled pork too?
We don't do a pulled pork. No, we just do it's a sliced pork, and then there's parts of it that are more shredded than others. The pulled pork and the chopped pork, that's kind of all the rage on all the network shows that show nowadays. But
see, I like pulled pork, but chopped pork, I never really understood.
Yeah, I don't get
it. It's almost like getting a chicken nugget sandwich that's been chopped up. You know, I mean, I remember going. I had a chopped pork sandwich at the Masters. This was many moons ago. But I mean, I don't get it, you know?
I don't understand.
It's like chopped up. It's like, am I in intensive care or something? I can't eat, or what happened here?
Minced
up
food,
yeah.
Exactly.
You know how long I do my pork butts at home in the smoker? 16 and a half hours, Alan Zeman.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm up all night. You know, loading the wood every...
you put them in there, you go to sleep, man.
That's right. Every half hour.
See, if you had a self-cooking center, that could be monitoring it.
You know, I tee it up for you, and you hit it out of the park. That's beautiful.
It's unbelievable,
I'm here
baby.
For you, baby. You can count on me. Anyway, so we're just about 20 seconds away already from the trivia question of the week.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put you on the spot. If you don't have a question, I'm happy to come up with one, because whoever knows the answer to the trivia question this week is going to be a guest of Bob Castle and his entire team over at Jack's.
I got the Joey Chestnut
original,
one, man, if you need it.
It could be there as we're going to tell you. You give us a shot, and we'll tell you if it's too easy or too hard for our discriminating listeners.
They told me to go kind of easy on you guys. What's the most popular holidays for barbecue? The top three?
Okay.
Is that too easy?
What's the?
Well, I got a bonus question for you. How much? What is the record at the Nugget Rib Cook-Off for the amount of rib meat eaten by Joey Chestnut?
By Joey Chestnut?
In pounds.
All right, so you can
in
do
pounds.
You can take your pick. You can
I'm going to guess that one.
You're going to do the top three holidays for barbecuing are how many pounds of meat did Joey Chestnut consume at last year's?
It's unbelievable.
At last year's. Give us a call here at 529-3508. 529-3508 for a chance to win this great culinary experience at Jack's Original Barbecue on 22nd. We'll be right back.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at SvinWine.com. That's www.SvinWine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back, excuse me, to On the Menu Live.
Easy, easy,
the barbecue gods have arrived here at The Jolt AM 1330, otherwise known as Mr. Bob Castle from Jack's Original Barbecue, and he's over there at 5250 East 22nd Street, making a lot of people happy, a lot of people smile here at The Jolt. Welcome back to the show.
I think you got to call him Barbecue Bob.
I'm going to call you Barbecue
then.
Bob. Okay. That's your brand in this community, whether you like it or not. So anyway, the phones just lit up when we went to a commercial because people think they know the answer. We have two questions. So if the first person gets it right, I want caller number two and caller number three to stay on the line because we're going to go and ask another question and you can have a chance to win a little bit more stuff. Anyway, so let's try... Kathy, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What part of town are you calling from, Kathy?
Tankaverde.
From Tankaverde.
Excellent. That's my hood, man. That's my hood.
That's right. Have you been to Jack's Original Barbecue, Kathy?
Many times.
Many times. Is that Mrs.
It's
Castle on the phone?
No,
Mrs. Castle. You know, because family members of restaurateurs are in anyway.
I think it's Yvonne.
It could be Yvonne. But anyway, Kathy, so we asked two questions. We said, what are the top three holidays for barbecue, and how much meat did power eater Joey Chestnut consume at last year's or the year before's?
It was a couple of years
nugget
ago.
Rib cook-off.
It's the record.
Which one do you want to have? Which one do you want to have a try at?
I'll go with the first one.
With the first one. All right, name the three holidays.
Okay. It could be, but this is not the right answer, the first three games for the U of A football season, but that's not the real answer. I would say Memorial Day, Labor Day, and 4th of July.
You got it.
Wow, right away.
Or it could be, add in there, you know, Tucson's birthday or something.
You got it wrong.
But anyway, Kathy, congratulations. You're going to be a guest of Barbecue Bob at Jack's Original Barbecue. You've tried it before.
Right.
You're going to try it again. When you go in there, introduce yourself to him. Ask for him by name. He's always there. He never sleeps. He never goes home. He's smoking. He's rubbing. He's doing it all over there.
He's mopping.
For a nominal fee. Anyway, thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. Don't hang up. I want you to stick on the line, because Mark here at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send you over to Jack's.
Great.
Anyway,
that was like a slam dunk.
I think
just like Arizona basketball.
So we've got another caller on the line, and we're going to see if Stacy is still with us. We've got another question for you to answer. Hey, Stacy, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, Matt. Thank you.
Hey, nice to have you here. What part of town are you calling from, Stace?
I'm calling from North Tucson.
From North. We got an East Sider, or we got a North Sider?
Now, where's North? Would that be the foothills? Or would that be Northwest?
That would be headed home on Sunrise Boulevard.
There you go.
Now that's my hood, baby. Sunrise
Keep both
is
hands
my
on the wheel.
Hood. Right. Sunrise and Swan, of course, the headquarters of Russell Public Communications, the producer and the owner of On the Menu Live.
And what's the website?
There's a little site, russellpublic.com. Thank you very much. Anyway, so there's this guy named Joey Chestnut. I think he hails out of Pennsylvania somewhere. He is the world champion eater in power eating in a number of categories, but he holds the record as consuming the most meat ever at the Nugget Rib Cook-Off in Sparks, Nevada. How much meat did that bad boy put down?
Now, Stacy, here's how it works. You got to think about the ribs. What they do is they give you the ribs and they weigh them. Then you eat them. Then they weigh the bones, and that's how they figure out how much meat that you ate. So you don't get confused. So what do you think?
Wait, you got to tell me that again. That's way too. I was hoping for the easy question.
Well, we're going to, if you're within,
you blew that one.
If you're within a, I think, you know, because we're low on time here. We only have another minute left. If you're within a pound, we're going to give it to you.
Oh, right on.
All right, one person, how much did they eat at a cook-off?
How many pounds? Yeah, and this is the
12 minutes.
The world record.
Wow, I'm going to say 5 pounds.
No,
we're not even close. Anyway, we're going to save
You're not even close, Stacy.
We're going to save that one for next week because I think that's good. Stacy, anyway, thanks so much for listening to On Menu Live. Give it a shot next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening. So, Bob, we've got about another 30 seconds left. You want to hit on something that's very important that you guys are doing out of Jack's.
Yeah, we just want to mention that catering, you know, any of your holiday events, school events, football events, we do a huge business in catering. We have 6-7 different options you can choose from. We can do custom menus for you as well. We do weddings. We do the whole board.
Man, so spice up your next event. Give Jack's Original Barbecue a call. They're going to be your caterer of choice for your next party or special event. This is very exciting. And you also want to visit www.jacks-bbq.com.
Don't forget the hyphen.
Hyphen, not the underscore. This is a
holla on the menu, too.
That's exactly right. Anyway, Bob Castle from Jack's Original Barbecue, thank you so much for joining us. Steven Esquaga from the Nugget Casino up in Sparks, Nevada, who's got the event of the year happening up here in a couple of weeks. Thanks to coming on the show. Of course, the lovely Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos and Chef Alan Zeman back once again. Not here frequently enough.
Yeah,
we got to do something about that.
You got beer, you got ribs, I'm here.
That's exactly right.
I'm in or out of studio.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, don't forget this entire show reruns this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a good weekend.
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.